This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Tracy McClure. Working at sea for weeks or months at a time is a lonely business for a seafarer. The psychological stress can sometimes be so great that some cannot come to grips with it. That's the case of one young officer aboard a container ship recently bound for Singapore. I heard about his tragic story from Father Yu Chung Romeo, the regional coordinator for the Church's Apostleship of the Sea for East and Southeast Asia. He's a participant at this week's Vatican Conference on Pastoral Care in the Maritime World. He told me that the strict regulations that some ports adopt can aggravate the depression that many seafarers suffer and present serious challenges to his ministry.
Some ports are very strict. If we go ship visits, then it's quite difficult to get a pass for ship visiting.
You mean for you to go aboard a foreign ship?
It's okay for me because I have the pass, necessary pass. But then for volunteers like that, in Singapore, we have quite strict to issue the port pass.
So you have, if a volunteer has to go to a special office and get a permit?
Office, then documentation. So I cannot actually employ, say for example, I cannot employ Filipinos who are not residents to do the ship visits.
We hear so often the stories about people working on the ships going for months sometimes without going ashore, without hearing from their family. No one who is able to care for their faith needs. How are your people able to help in that way?
I can share an experience. Last week, there was this guy who jumped overboard because he was so depressed, he has some family problems, and he could not take it anymore. So he just jumped overboard, and then the ship owner actually contacted me to go on board because the Filipino crew over there were traumatized by the event. They saw this second officer jumping on board, overboard.
So he killed himself?
He killed himself. He committed suicide. Then his body was never found. They tried actually to look for him for about 3 hours in the Indian Ocean, but he was not found. So the shipping agents in Norway, they contacted me and I went on board. So I celebrated Mass for them. Then
what a tragic.
Do some counseling to the crew. And after the Mass, the celebration of the Eucharist, we prayed for the repose of the soul of this fellow. Then the crew were better. They felt better that they, and the sense of guilt was gone.
So they felt
so
helpless.
That's one of the issues that we deal with seafarers, the problem of loneliness, connection with home, then
also mistreatment by the crew or by the owners of
the ship. But that's more stronger in fishing vessels. Container vessel, their life is more or less okay. Not unless they are abandoned by the ship owners. If they have some problems, the company runs into difficulties, then it's quite difficult. But then with container vessels that I visit, not actually a problem.
And here we're talking about new evangelization at this Congress. Mm. How are you able to put that into practice in your mission?
Actually, we start from the basics again. When we celebrate Mass on board, then we try to reflect on the Word of God and how the Word of God can be a source of their strength while they're on board, because they have little opportunities actually to celebrate the Eucharist, to participate in the celebration of the Eucharist. So when a chaplain goes on board, then that's the time that they are able to connect with the Word of God. And that is a source of strength for them.
But surely you're in Asia. You must meet people who are Buddhist, who are from other faiths.
Yeah.
So how do they react to you?
Actually, because we welcome all people of all faith. So normally we give newspapers to them according to their language group. Or we also give them some newspaper from their countries. So we print out. Then we also give them magazines. So we don't talk about religion. If they are not of our faith, we don't try to proselytize. We don't try to convert. But then we just greet them, make friends with them. That's all.
What do you hope to take home from this Congress when you go back to Singapore?
Actually, more it's an opportunity to touch base, to learn things from other port chaplains all over the world, and for a very good networking thing. Also to learn some skills, how to support group, more or less support group.